10:23. Russ, Emily, this is the difference on this program. Most people that do radio, they try to take their funk and keep it hidden somewhere. This program, RJ.
Yeah.
We put the funk in your face, don't we?
We try to throw it right at you.
We keep 24/7 funk in your face. That's why I'm the Mac of all Macs, the pimp of all pimps.
You are Bill Vickery.
My pocket's full grown, my papers on swole, I got the shorties lined up.
The one and only.
That's right.
I think he rolled his eyes.
He did, yes.
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 I do that quite a bit during this show.
I will.
Too bad it's radio and nobody can see it.
I did go through a period of time when I made RJ refer to me simply as Sensei. And so that he would have to say.
It was when all the Taekwondo people were in town.
So, right. In honor of that. So, Sensei. He would have to call me Sensei. For the
little ego problem.
I run the dojo.
run the dojo.
All tongue in cheek.
I don't judge.
Okay, Russ, you literally came from a movie to be on the program today. Tell us about that.
We were shooting a short film written and directed by Jerry Bruno, and it's called Seven Souls. Mm-hmm. We're shooting it around town, several different locations, and it just happened to be on the same weekend as the 48-hour film festival, which is today is the last day, so I'm sure everybody's scrambling to get their stuff cut.
Right.
And put together.
Tell me about that, because these are things that I know a little bit about, but I...
Well, the 48-hour is, they do it all over the nation, and... in our region, you get a team together, and Friday night you're given a genre, a prop, a character name, and a line of dialogue, and you have to incorporate all of that and use your genre and go out and shoot. I think it's 5 to 7 minutes of narrative, and have it finished and turned in by 7 o'clock on Sunday. So, working in movies, that's a very difficult task to do, especially to have something coherent.
Yeah. And so, no sleep?
No, none.
It's super
the
fun.
Actors get sleep. Yeah. They're the only ones that ever get any sleep. But
it's the way it always is, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
So, the people with FaceTime usually have all the rest.
Yeah. Below the line, guys.
Right. Except for the director. The director's usually the face of everything, and he's up all the time doing things. And I know Jerry Bruno's up, getting 3 hours of sleep because it's kind of his baby right now.
So is there a website? Can folks, people that listen?
Right now, I don't think they have a website set up for it. 48 Hour, they do. Mm-hmm. They do have a website set up for it. But I know that eventually he will get a website set up for it. And he's planning on airing it at the Little Rock Film Festival next year, next June. I guess it'd be next June. It was the 1st of June this year. So.
How can people see the finished product from the different folks that participate?
Most people can probably see it on the internet. That'll end up being where it will end up laying, unless he has some sort of plan to get funding for something else, mm-hmm. which it won't be on the internet that way. Yeah, he'll show it to financiers, hopefully, if he can ever find any.
Well, we were talking before this hour started, the Bloodstone mm-hmm. Diaries.
Yes.
That's taken off. I mean, for whatever reason, I get 20 emails a week about that from different people.
Oh, wow. He'd love to hear that. Yeah, he's been promoted. He's an amazing promoter, mm-hmm. an amazing self-promoter. He worked really hard on this. And, I mean, he promotes, and when I say self, it's his movie, but he's promoting everybody in the movie.
Jerry.
Jerry, yes. Yes. And it really took off. Locally, people love it, and, it helped. It helped a lot, I think, to have Katie Allen, Chris Allen's mm-hmm. wife, is the lead actress mm-hmm. in it. And as soon as he mentioned it and it got on TV, people, started voting on it because he put it up on a website to be produced into a TV series. And if he wins this contest on the website, then it
will be produced.
It'll be produced in a TV series.
So there is a site. How can folks go? Because I know they got to weigh in and vote and stuff like that. So
it was actually over... Last Monday was the last day of voting for it. So, and we haven't heard.
Story of my life, Russ. Story of my life.
And we think that he was in the top three.
Susan Altieri was really pushing it. She's very good with just promoting and positivity mm-hmm. and everything. So she was.
And she does all his
it.
Promoting and producing.
Mm-hmm.
For everything
we're big fans and the mm-hmm. zoo and everything. Mm-hmm. Big fan. We actually there was a moment in time where I'd made the statement that a monkey could do RJ's job, and we were trying to get a monkey from the zoo to come in and sit in for 1 hour, and we were calling it the Simpleton versus Simian showdown. But he afforded man versus monkey, but we couldn't work out actually getting the monkey to come sit, you know, with all the
electronics
and stuff. Yeah. So as it turns out,
not good for
a monkey could not do RJ's job.
No.
But we love Susan. Susan's a sweetie.
Were you wrong then?
I backed off the accusation, realizing that indeed a monkey could not do his job. So
I'm still waiting on the apology.
That comes
very rare with him.
It is.
Apologies are not few far in between.
Well, that's exciting about the Bloodstone Diaries, and there's a real chance that could be turned into a television program.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be exciting. So you have had no sleep. Basically,
not this week.
48 hours. I mean, the whole.
Well, we're not in the 48 hours. We had planned on doing the 48 mm-hmm. hours, and but
it just happened to be okay.
Before they had switched up the weekend for it, and then when they changed the dates of it, it ended up being the same date that we had already planned the short mm-hmm. film to get together. So we're actually, happy that we don't have 48 hours to shoot this in. But we're still on no sleep. We're treating it like a 48-hour type of weekend where, we're shooting from 6:30 in the morning to 11 o'clock at night.
It's amazing how much you can get done. Because we will, as a family, do, and with additional people, because we couldn't do it just ourselves, but do the 48-hour film festival. And so we had done it last year, and Jerry did his. So this year we were going to collaborate and try to take over the world with next one. And so, but I think it's really cool. Mm-hmm.
And then this turned up, and this is treating it like the hours and cramming everything in and getting it all done. But at the same time, we're able to take our time. We don't have to rush, but we're still cramming and working fast.
Yeah.
And
much like this program, that's what we do here.
Mm-hmm. So, and I think it's going to turn out really well. I'm a digital technician for the set, which I'm taking all the footage as soon as they shoot it. It's all shot digitally, and I bring it into the computer, and I check every shot and make sure it all is working right and looks good, and I think it's going to look amazing.
And he did that for a film that made it to Sundance and won awards.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. To brag.
It was a full-length feature called Obsolete.
You're very understated. See, you have no ego. Come over.
I hope that's a good thing.
Come on.
It is.
But, me and actually another local guy who's out in L.A. right now, his name's John Michael Powell. He was, we grew up together. I've known him since I think we were 6 years old, and he moved out to L.A. probably 4 years ago. And I moved out 2 years, or probably actually 6 years ago. It'd been 4 years ago when I moved out there, which was 2 years ago. A lot of math involved. I'm not very good at that.
Yes, I was told there'd be no math on this test. And so we don't do too well with numbers on this.
So, but anyway, I moved out there, and he found this job randomly off Craigslist and hit it off with the director, and I was his roommate, and he was like, I'll use him as my assistant director or assistant editor, and we both cut the film. He did the majority of the cutting, and then I helped out on the side cutting the trailer and doing a lot of the promotional material.
Did you go out to Park City?
Mm-hmm. I did. It's a beautiful city.
Yeah. Really, I'm going in September. I've been out several times.
Prepare. It's pretty expensive up there. But
yeah.
It won't be as bad now. I mean, we got up there a day early.
I mean,
the prices weren't bad. And the very next day, we ate at the same restaurant. And prices went up $3 a plate. $3
That's because,
everything.
Studio executives are paying for something.
Mm-hmm.
Emily, talk a little bit about, and we were talking, you went to Peru recently to teach kids art. How did that come about, and what was that experience like?
I went with a group of young adults. It's through the Church of Rock Creek. I've been kind of going there. My older brother goes there, and just a group of fun young adults wanted to go do something positive, and so we had different groups doing a medical team and a sports team and then a creative team, and so I went out, and it was a Casa de Aguila, a little orphanage and farm that they've kind of been building for the past, I think, 15 years. It's fairly new, outside, about an hour and a half outside of Cusco. And so we flew in, and I got to teach young kids artwork, and they love you, and they hug on you, and it's really fulfilling. And it was kind of a good test, because I think, I'd like to teach art, and I like to travel, and so it was kind of combining these things. And it's beautiful. It's amazing. I'm going to go and stay for 6 months and backpack. And
interesting. It's, and of course, it's always sort of sad in public education, the first thing to go when you get into budget cuts, especially now when we kind of really cut down to the bone, you see teachers being laid off and stuff like that. But sort of the arts and extracurricular programs mm-hmm. are always the first to go. And even in an impoverished situation, you know, where we tend to think practically about just sort of kind of the three R's or whatever, but arts programs really inspire kids. They mm-hmm. take kids out of the environment that they're in and take them somewhere else. And
mm-hmm.
It's almost a necessity, you would think, but it's
right. And these kids have nothing. Like tough. They're, you know, their shoe, their toes are hanging off like half yeah. inch off their shoe, and they're still just smiling big, and they're just happy. Yeah. They live in the most beautiful place I've ever seen, and they, you know, just the naivety, I guess, right. and they don't know what they're missing is kind of a good thing, you know. I have kids. Like right. I would much rather them. I mean, I want them to have nice shoes.
Right,
you know,
but how are they that happy and well adjusted?
Yeah, exactly. Like be comfortable and appreciate things. And
again, that's all the mysteries of life that escape me.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why we're so, you know, on this program. It's very, very different. We're not well adjusted or happy on a regular basis. Are we, RJ?
No,
RJ, I need you in the mix over here, buddy. Come on.
Oh no, I'm just sitting here listening.
You've grown.
No, it's interesting. I've been sitting. I really am intrigued by the film stuff.
Who Cialis this is? Hey, around town, Emily. Where can folks see your stuff? Where can they buy your stuff? Where is it? A gallery? Where can folks get involved?
Right now, Gallery 26 has been a very good host.
Where is that?
It's on Kavanaugh. In the Ice House building next to Furneaux.
Yeah.
And they have some really, really cool art there. And so
and they have some of your stuff there.
They do. I had a show there in March, their 15th anniversary show. There were four artists featured, and mm-hmm. Kevin Cressy being one of the other ones, and he's a big local artist. And Chow Bachi has been a nice host to
mm-hmm.
hang art on the walls. They just want their walls full. And Box Turtle, I've sold some. I have some gun shirts and little gunsies, little
yes.
onesies with the pistols on them.
Yeah, that's the clothing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about that when we come back out of this break. And Russ, I know you probably got to go. Thank you very much for coming in.
Oh, thank you.
What's the name of the movie?
The movie Seven Souls.
Seven Souls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when it's done, and when you guys put it together, any chance we could have you back on and we could talk about it again?
Yeah, sure. And maybe I could bring Jerry along.
That'd be fantastic. I'd love to talk a little bit.
It's from his heart, so I know he'd know. Be able to talk about it a lot longer than I would be able to.
There's much more of a kind of a thriving arts community in Little Rock that I think than people realize.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a real chance to expose if you've got kids, and you know, there's
more
growing.
There's more growing. One than I realize. When I left for a year and I came back, and all of a sudden it was like there's this huge film community, and it's like, where did this come from?
Yeah,
and it's amazing. These people are very, very talented.
We got to hit a break. The great Miles Davis recorded 1958 at the Newport Jazz Festival. This is the quintet, little Cannonball Adderley on this. Coltrane.
I like it.
Miles. Getting it done, baby. Stay with us.